This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Strike back. There is a new hope in America and across the world. People are awakening to the technocrats, the big corporations, the intelligence agencies, how they work for terror groups, criminal groups, and more. The amazing president who's totally turned around El Salvador, ex-CPAC, knocked it out of the park, exposing the evil globalist frontman Soros plot to bring down America. Here it is.
It seems incurable. We are already seeing these symptoms in the United States. Big cities in decline like Baltimore, Portland, New York, just to name a few. Places where crime and drugs have become the daily norm and even accepted and promoted by the government. How many young people have you lost to the streets of Philadelphia or San Francisco to fentanyl? Did we see these apocalyptic sights 15, 10, 5 years ago? Can you imagine how it will be in the next 5, 10, or 15 years? The same thing was happening in El Salvador. In the span of less than a decade, gangs took control of all the country and our society. They evolved into a parallel government, controlling elections and even political parties. Every aspect of the daily life of most people was controlled by the gangs. Murder capital of the world is a tragic title to hold. Getting rid of that was the bare minimum we had to achieve in order to even start thinking about rebuilding our country. But jumping out of the water when it's already boiling is an almost impossible feat. You are not there yet. And believe me, you don't want to be. We did the unthinkable to cleanse our society. We arrested the terrorists, but we have to remove corrupt judges and corrupt attorneys and prosecutors. These corrupt judges and prosecutors were setting the gang members free. And it wasn't just the gangs. The corrupt system worked in tandem with the so-called international community, the NGOs, and of course the fake news, just like it happens here in the United States. Unelected bureaucrats are trying to instate public policy. Who elected them? They don't have a democratic mandate. If they want a seat in the table, they should run for office. Let the people vote. It will not be a pretty sight for them if the elections are free and fair. I mean, who elected Soros to dictate public policy and laws? Why does he feel entitled to impose his agenda? Let me tell you something. Soros and his cronies hit a brick wall in El Salvador.
This is so powerful. Back it up 1 minute. We're going to come back, skip the next break. Again, everybody on X is like, why are there ads here? Well, a lot of you are young, but I'm 50, not that old. Remember old network radio and TV? If you tune in any, there's 15 minutes of ads everywhere. We only have like 6-7 minutes of ads, okay? We're on a bunch of radio stations. That's why we have this. That's why we reach all those folks. That's why they tried to cancel me 5 years ago and said, we've taken you off everything on the internet. We went, oh, yeah? We got hundreds of radio stations, and they tried to harass those stations, and most of the stations broadcast us even more because of it. We'll be right back.
In 60 seconds, I don't have time to tell you about all the incredible ingredients in TurboForce. If you simply go to InfoWarsStore.com and look at the list of ingredients and look them up, every one of them is known to give you boosted, clean, focused energy without the letdown. We're talking up to 10 hours of clean energy per serving with TurboForce, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's discounted right now. And it doesn't just boost your body's clarity and focus and stamina. It also funds the InfoWar. So it's a 360 win. If you've never tried TurboForce, now is the time. It's got 5-star reviews. TurboForce at InfoWarsStore.com will take your energy and your clarity to the next level without the letdown, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So go get TurboForce today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I know you will not be disappointed because thousands of others have gotten it, and it has 5-star reviews. Get TurboForce now.
Images of collapsed cities and destroyed civilization and mass death. We project images of incredible futures and humanity expanding throughout space and literally going to the next level. Because we believe in humanity. Because we were made by the God that created us. And we worship God. Sure as hell ain't riding for free. I'm fighting hard against these people, and I've been persecuted. I love it. Because when I steer into those attacks, it means I'm dropping my truth bombs right on the heads of my enemies. Pay to play, folks. I'm not looking for the cush job. I'm not looking to escape the attack. I'm looking for the war. And I found it. But only you, the listeners and supporters of this broadcast, like God created gravity, can hold me in position against the enemy attack. You hold us there against all their attacks, in position against them. Your will set against theirs. And we have the incredible president of El Salvador turning it completely around, the safest country in this hemisphere in just a couple years. Tourism, investment, money, peace, justice flooding in, all because they arrested 45,000 CIA-trained MS-13 criminals that work for Bill Clinton and Nancy Pelosi and who are now ready to take down America. But he just chopped their hair off for us. So easy to find your will again. It's much easier than living on your knees. I'd rather die on my feet. The truth is, if you have the will to die on your feet, you won't die on your feet. You will prosper on your feet. Living on your knees is a living hell. I mean, I think about George Soros. Even when I was growing up, it was on PBS. As my mom would cook dinner every night. She had a little color TV. She still even has it there. It's like 40-something years old. I remember being like 5 years old, watching that little color TV. But now it doesn't have an image. It's just audio for TV. And she still turns on this old little, I'm going to show that thing, little black TV. It was like a 10-inch screen. And I remember then, George Soros trying to crash the pound, George Soros stealing pension funds around the world. Will George Soros be arrested? And then George Soros just came in and bought off the media and got all the corporate funding because he's such an evil person and became the front man or kind of the figurehead of this operation. He goes on 60 Minutes and says, I worked for Hitler. I'd do it again. It was the best time of my life. In the 90s. He tells PBS the same thing. He tells National Public Radio the same thing. If you talk about it, they attack you. But you know what? It got out there. And now his evil little son runs around in between Aleister Crowley rituals he does publicly, trying to buy up all the prosecutors and everything else. And they do it over and over and over again. And now here is this superstar leader of El Salvador an example of so many others around the world, saying MS-13 was trained in your country, sent here, and are devil worshippers. That's true, by the way. That sounds fantastical. No, that's a litmus test for this guy, that you got to worship Satan. You got to be evil. You got to love it. You got to realize these people are out of control, ladies and gentlemen. And then now he's this rock star to the left. George Soros, so liberal, so loving. And all he's doing is gutting and destroying our country. Who appointed him God? Who set him up in his evil little stuttering son? They're evil, folks. So let's continue with the president of El Salvador CPAC speech.
Unelected bureaucrats are trying to instate public policy. Who elected them? They don't have a democratic mandate. If they want a seat in the table, they should run for office. Let the people vote. It will not be a pretty sight for them. If the elections are free.
He just got elected 9%.
I mean, who elected Soros to dictate public policy and laws? Why does he feel entitled to impose his agenda? Let me tell you something. Soros and his cronies hit a brick wall in El Salvador. Thank God, another glory be to him, Salvadorans are now immune to his influence. No one believes his lies anymore over there.
And we're going there, folks. We're almost there. You see? You get it?
We just had free and...
Back it up. Stop it. Back it up 20 seconds. No one believes his lies there anymore. No one believes his lies anymore. It's like a trance. It is a trance. It's a spell. It's a lie. No one believes his lies anymore. That's leadership. And then it's game over because he literally is the front man of the most horrible child trafficking, murdering criminals the world's ever imagined. I mean, these are devil worshipers. And he just talked about they're devil worshipers. They are. Look at the media. Look at Disney. Look at the culture promoting devil worship everywhere. There's real evil in the world, folks, and if you don't admit it's there, it'll take over. All right, I'm going to stop. The speech is just so powerful. Continue.
Thank God, another glory be to him. Salvadorans are now immune to his influence. No one believes his lies anymore over there. We just had free and fair elections. And we won in a landslide with more than 84% of the vote. Let that sink in. More than 84% of the people voted to continue our policies. Our victory is unprecedented in the history and modern democracies in the world. They also gave us a supermajority in Congress. More than that, 54 seats out of 60. If we count our allies.
We love you!
That's 95% of Congress. Let that also sink in. The people of El Salvador have woken up, and so can you. The global elites, they hate our success, and they fear yours. The people's free will to choose their leaders is something they despise, because they cannot control that. You have experienced this firsthand here in the United States. The global elites control the mainstream media. They finance campaigns. District attorneys, to mention a few. They abuse their powers. They persecute political opponents. In El Salvador, we don't weaponize our judicial system to persecute our political opponents. A practice that may sound familiar to you, but we don't do that there. And who's the dictator? The global elites in the media, they work in conjunction. They run some stories and publish them, same pictures to reinforce their agendas. You're no strangers to that here in the United States. We deal with that in El Salvador too. That is the free press that they talk about? Please. I always criticize the defenders of institutionalism. Not because I don't think strong institutions are paramount and necessary for a democracy, but because I find them very hypocritical. They don't seem to have the same standards for themselves as they are trying to impose on others.
But wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
And be the beacon of hope that your founding fathers, with all their faults like every human being has, dreamt for your country. Fight for your freedoms, for your rights. Fight for the original purpose of these institutions and not their mere existence. It's still not too late. It can be done. It is time to erase these new paradigms that have been imposed in the recent years that make no sense. If you just free your minds from those invisible chains, you could do it. This shift is an extremely dangerous trend that undermines these institutions. Effectiveness and their credibility is at stake, both home and abroad. This is a warning from a friend. You should adhere to their foundational principles and purposes and denounce this new institutionalism. Now, you would think that's it, as it wasn't enough, right? But unfortunately, there's more. There are other symptoms that are even more difficult to diagnose. For instance, the financial situation of the United States. When I talk to my conservative friends right here, they always tell me that the problem is high taxes. That they're wrong. Of course, high taxes are extremely high here in the United States. I give you that. You're right in that. But that's not the real problem. The real problem is not the high taxes themselves, but the fact that they are not even really funding the government. Not even those high taxes. Higher than a lot of places.
It's all interest. This is revolutionary right here.
Really funding the government.
This is key right here. He's right.
So who's financing the government? Government is financed by treasury bonds. Paper. And who buys the treasury bonds? Mostly the Fed. And how does the Fed buy them? By printing money. But what backing does the Fed have for that money being printed? The treasury bonds themselves. So basically, you finance the government by printing money out of thin air. Someone could ask, well, so if the government can print the limited amounts of money out of thin air, why do they collect taxes? I mean, the theory would make sense, right? If they can print unlimited amounts of money, why would they need taxes?
Because it gives the bankers control.
The answer is simple, but it's very shocking. The real problem is that you pay high taxes only to uphold the illusion that you are funding the government, which you are not.
That's right. The Federal Reserve is. Taxes are for control.
It's shocking.
That's the big secret.
True. The government is funded by money printing. Paper backed with paper. A bubble that will inevitably burst. The situation is even worse than it seems, because if most Americans and the rest of the world were to become aware of this farce,
it'd implode.
Confidence in your currency would be lost.
Hit pause.
The dollar would...
This is so key. So the Federal Reserve took over 100 plus years ago, 1913, And the central banks, mainly European, get all the control. They decide what banks to give it to. So they give us all the debt, all the inflation. They get all the power. And they've maneuvered us into this position. And then why do you still pay taxes? Well, the Google execs pay basically no taxes. All the big rich people pay almost no because they have the law set up. But the average person making $50,000, $100,000 a year, they pay 30, 40% in taxes federally. Then all the other taxes. It's about not letting new wealth be created. Let's continue.
And the Western civilization with it. If the next president of the United States doesn't make the necessary policies and structural changes, sooner or later that bubble will burst. There's still time. You don't have to make the same mistakes we did in the 60s and the 70s. You can still jump before the water boils. Winning the election isn't enough to solve these problems. They will not simply go away as a consequence of an electoral result. It will take a total reengineering of the government, top to bottom. It will entail making difficult decisions, like the ones we made in El Salvador since 2019, and they're already paying off. It will be hard. The system will push back. But you have the right to determine your own fate. Salvadorans did the same. The decision for the direction of our nation was ours. And it continues to be ours. We didn't tolerate being told what to do. In doing so, we did the unthinkable. Against all adversity, we transformed El Salvador from the most dangerous country in the world to the safest in the Western Hemisphere.
It's because of real leadership, instantly executed. We have unlimited wealth, folks. We do anything. But we've got to kick the criminals out. And that's the Democratic Party and George Soros.
Thank you. Thank you. We did it by defying the global elites. We told them no more. And that is my message to you. Put up the fight. Because it is, in the end, it will be worth it. It has been for us. And you will have your country back. May God bless you. May God bless the people of the United States. May God bless El Salvador and the future of both our nations. Thank you very much.
So just like Trump was targeted by the globalists, and just like Bolsonaro was, they're coming after this guy. You know, you can talk about Milley all day and say, is he real or is he not? Bukele is the real deal. And he's got him scared, ladies and gentlemen. This is such an important speech. I hope everybody shares it. We're going to post it later to X, Bandai Video. We're going to go to break. We're going to do a live Spaces on X coming up. We're launching right now as we speak on Google jumping the shark and their Bud Light moment with the AI erasing all white people in the world. That's all coming up. Please remember, we're listener supported. When you buy a book, when you buy a film, when you buy a t-shirt, when you get great supplements at InfoWarsStore.com, you get great products and you fund this operation that the New World Order hates above everything. InfoWarsStore.com, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, back in stock, massively discounted. Nitric Boost, it cleans out your blood and your body and goes after all the spike proteins. It's 40% off. Never offered it for that, but it's already a bestseller. InfoWarsStore.com for Nitric Boost, for bodies, and for 10-hour clean energy, Turbo Force. Be sure and check out Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com. 10 hours clean energy with Turbo Force, all at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back. Turbo Force, Turbo Force, Turbo Force, Turbo Force, Turbo Force, Turbo.
Unless you've been living under a rock, you've heard how amazing turmeric is for inflammation, for your joints, your bones, your blood, your organs, your mind, everything. Well, we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with 95% curcuminoid extract. No one that we know of has it even above 85%. This is the strongest formula on the market, and it's way lower price than some of the top brands out there that are 75%, 80% curcuminoid. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is amazing. You're missing out if you don't try it. It's discounted right now, 40% off InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win. You owe it to yourself to try Body's. I know you'll be amazed. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Body's 95% curcuminoid extract will absolutely blow you away. All you got to do is try it. Get yours now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Studios. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, if you just joined us, as we just launched the Spaces on X, we're on radio stations across the country, fan.video, infowars.com/show. I covered in the first hour hundreds of scientific polls showing record numbers of black Americans, Hispanic Americans, women, normies, as they call them, people that are politically undecided saying they're going with Trump. This is totally blown up the system's face. Then globalists are building bunkers everywhere. We've got Bukele turning El Salvador around in just a few years to the lowest crime rate in the Western Hemisphere, second lowest crime rate in the world, coming out against Soros and the New World Order and how the CIA is running MS-13 with the Democrats to bring down America. It's all true. And now it's at CPAC with world leaders saying it. As soon as you get the enemy attacked, it's game over. And then Elon Musk yesterday, that's what the main discussion is about right now, came out and said, I'm glad Google overplayed their hand with their AI image engineering. I'm glad Google AI overplayed their hand with their AI image generation as it made their insane racist anti-civilization programming clear to all. Yeah, it's a post-industrial world, collapsed society, and only the globalists in control. And as I said, pull up the engineer that did this at Google, you under orders. It's a white guy. It's a globalist. He's super rich, but he's a communist. This is meant to make whites and blacks fight with each other. Black people didn't replace George Washington with a black guy. They didn't replace Joan of Arc with a black woman. They didn't replace Benjamin Franklin with a black person. They didn't replace Winston Churchill. Google did. They've already done it in all the movies and all the shows, and every major corporate pitch person is a black person. This is a corrupt Bernie Madoff kleptocratic operation 10.0 hiding behind black people. And people see through it. So AI didn't just erase white people overnight on Google with 92% of world searches. They stole the identity of white people. Leif Erikson, that discovered America, is now black. That doesn't help black people to steal his identity. You tried to search the engine and turn Shaka Zulu into a white person, you couldn't. Why are they doing it? To enrage and piss off white people like we're a giant prison and put us all in our own sections of the prison, black, white, Hispanic, Asian. Instead of us agreeing on a set of facts and freedoms in a constitutional republic, in a limited democracy where the minority as well as the majority are protected. This is psychological warfare. Next level. So I wanted to take your comments, it's not really calls, your contacts, your live comments from Spaces on X at Real Alex Jones. I want to ask all the great people that just jumped on, that went live like 5 minutes ago, to take the live feed and to repost it, to retweet it, to get it out to everybody, so we don't just reach an extra 500,000 people or whatever will end up watching this or listening to this, separate from my main show that reaches millions an hour, but so we have a chain reaction. But I just want to ask viewers, I want to ask the ex-commenters, what do you think of this? Because I called it, and you see the headline, Infowars.com, Google's Bud Light moment. And I'm not just saying that lightly. Pull up Chris Rock. When Chris Rock a year ago put a 24-pack or a case of Bud Light, which is crap beer to begin with, up there and shot it at his Michigan ranch, Kid Rock, Chris Rock, Kid Rock, teleprompter free, folks, Kid Rock, love Kid Rock, not Chris Rock, the globalist comic, Kid Rock. When Kid Rock put that up there and shot that up, it was what everybody was already thinking, what everybody was already doing. And it resonated, and that company is no longer the top beer company in the world. It's like number five now. They've lost probably $60 billion. That's a good message to BlackRock and the ESGs and their corporate governance, which is the system from the top down for the social credit scores. It was so important. And that message, and they've already backed off at Disney and so many other places promoting pedophilia and anti-Americanism, but still the NFL has their black national anthem. It has nothing to do with black people. They're trying to get rid of the national anthem, and then everybody pissed off about the national anthem getting rid of thinks black people did it. No, the big, powerful corporations are doing that because they don't want us unified. So Elon Musk was totally right. He said, I'm glad that Google overplayed their hand with their AI image generation as it made their insane, racist, anti-civilization programming clear to all. Now, what's the most important part of that sentence, two sentences. Anti-civilization programming. Anti-civilization programming. Let me just highlight it for you. I'll put the actual post up. Anti-civilization programming. Anti-civilization programming. That's what this is. Why would they want to get rid of civilization? Because they want to depopulate. And we're totally dependent on civilization now. Maybe 5% of the population is self-sufficient. They'll get eaten within a month if things collapse. So they're not even safe. And because there's that weakness there, even though civilization offers all these great things, the globalists can't help but use that lever of power. But if we expose them like Bukele is doing, and like Tucker Carlson is doing, and like Joe Rogan's doing, and like what I'm doing, and what you're doing, and people know they're the bad guys, which they now admit, oh my God, everybody hates us, no one believes us, because you're evil. We know you made the virus. We know the shot's poison. We know who you are. Yeah, I roll it with audio of Kid Rock blowing up the cases of Bud Light. Because it seems so simple, but it's that simple Elon Musk said to the globalists. It's that simple rediscovering who you are, that you're independent, you have your own destiny, you control your own life. So give me the Elon Musk clip and go F yourselves. I want to play that, but also here's Kid Rock.
Grandpa's feeling a little frisky today. Let me say something to all of you and be as clear and concise as possible. Have a terrific day.
So, it's such a simple thing to say, I'm not going to support you because you're trying to cut children's testicles and breasts off. And by the way, I did the deep dive on the latest transgenderism situation. I've got cutting edge info on this, but I want to do this X discussion today about Google, which is Bud Light 2.0, jumping the shark. But we'll do another X deal on Monday on the transgenderism, because what it really is mutantism. There's X and Y chromosomes because of all the chemicals in the food and water. There's more and more mutations. We don't hate the mutants. They've been hit by the enemy, but they want to get the mutants pissed off and think because they're all confused, we did it to them. We need to explain the globalists did this to you. So it's literally the plot from The Last Man on Earth or from Omega Man or I Am Legend. We are now living that, like Jules Verne's envisioned 130 years ago, going to the moon, and we did it, and it happened. But not just the good things happen, the bad things happen. So we love the mutants. We're not mad at the mutants. They want to confuse the mutants. We could bend the mutants back the other way, but no one wants to help the mutants. We have to admit what this is. All right. Woke Google AI's Bud Light moment. Ask Alex Jones anything. Chase Geyser is here riding shotgun with us. Please remember, we're a listener of yours supported. We have great products at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how we stand up against Soros and his lawfare and his operations. Let's skip this break. All of it is available at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy. These are amazing. It's like our information is game-changing. Our products are game-changing. Check them out. Get a Team Humanity t-shirt. Get a new Gadsden Flag 1776 t-shirt. Get a water.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Nazi soldiers, Nazi Ukrainian soldiers who fought in World War II against Russia. So we literally have explicitly Nazi symbolism up in our cemeteries that never gets taken down. These statues never are never removed because they have less to do with attacking Americanism than the other statues that you mentioned of Confederate leaders and things of that nature. So,
well, here's the bottom line. America's not perfect. The West isn't perfect. The Renaissance came out of here. That was the first time. We don't want kings and queens. We don't want elites. We want to empower the common people. And so every historical Western leader has now been turned to a brown person as just a giant idea that you can't have white people anywhere. The big banks, the big endowments are funding these speakers at colleges and professors saying, kill all the whites. Whites are 7% of the world population. The globalists are trying to get brown people to accept their world government agenda because it's anti-white. And then it's a bunch of Larry Finks at the top and ADL people running it. It's disgusting.
Yeah, I think one of the major red flags was when they started coming out explicitly against racial blindness. We know that Martin Luther King advocated for white children and black children holding hands and playing together and not judged by the color of their skin, but the content of their character. That was a statement in favor of racial blindness. But now they're saying that if you're blind to race, it's because of your white privilege. They want you to notice race because they're coming after certain races, just the inverse races than were targeted in the past.
Exactly. Martin Luther King, that was a stabilization event to come together. Mm-hmm. They don't want that because they're busy robbing everybody. They want to make it all about black versus white. And then poor black people, I'm serious, are going to get blamed as if they run Google. And guys, pull up the engineer, the little commie that did this. I mean, it's all funny to them. Oh, there's a Scottish couple right there. There's an English couple right there. I mean, give me a break, folks. You see it in the movies. You watch a movie about Napoleon and his generals are black. What does it do against black people if it just shows the generals are white? What does it have to do? They just, well, we just can't show a bunch of white people. And again, that idea is insane. All right, we've got Spaces on X open right now. We're talking about this. What are the viewers? What are the listeners? What are the folks on X think about it? Do they agree with me that Google has jumped the shark? This is their Bud Light moment. Man, I just hope that Elon Musk, say what you want about him. I hope he brings out his own search engine that's open and free. Google is a joke. Google is, nothing works on Google now. You know, I mean, 10 years ago, you're driving down the road on your car display. It would show all the gas stations, all the restaurants everywhere. Now, if you don't pay, it doesn't show it, so you don't even see the gas station. You need one because the gas station didn't pay to be listed. You don't see it. You drive right past it. It's all rigged. Google is evil. It's always been evil. It's basically the public arm of the NSA and the deep state. So we're talking about how do we stand up against the true evil that is Google. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and start taking some comments from X. Go ahead.
Let's have Ed Krasenstein up first. Of course, you remember, Alex, Ed was in the debate with Destiny and his brother and others that we hosted here at InfoWars. Ed, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say.
Yeah, how's it going, guys? You know, like, I get the outrage. I understand people's outrage as far as Google Gemini getting things wrong, but it is AI, and we don't know that Google actually programmed it to show founding fathers as being dark-colored individuals. Most likely they didn't. Most likely it was a large language model that taught it.
Wait a minute. It said we're not allowed to show you things that are racially insensitive. We can't show you white people. You didn't see that?
It didn't say that for the founding fathers, did it?
No. You showed it yesterday on air. Chase, tell them about it.
So I'm not sure for the specific founding fathers prompt, but if you said show a picture of happy white people or a happy white couple, it would explicitly say that it was racially insensitive to show white people. Absolutely.
Do you even say white people exist? So I guess, Ed, you didn't see that?
Yeah, I didn't experience that in my use of Gemini. I didn't specifically ask it that, though, so I can't really comment on that. If that is the case, then that's obviously that's pretty wrong for anybody to be doing. But I also think, like, you know, we're blaming Google engineers for this. I don't know if you can do that. Can we blame, you know, OpenAI if they give us wrong answers to math problems?
Well, but AI is how you program it. I mean, they there it is on screen.
Yeah, but they're large language models, so they're basically teaching themselves using information that is given to them. And
yeah, and it's told promote black people. You can turn into any. Okay, let me ask you this, Ed. Any show on Netflix, whether it's a science fiction or a history show, anything, I watch shows about Vikings. They're like half black. So, I mean, literally, like, I watched four or five shows last year with my wife. We didn't mind it. Okay, it's funny. Like, there's Viking queens that are black and half the Vikings are black. Did AI tell them to do that? No, it's a directive to do that. Why is that happening?
Yeah, but at the same time, they're not being portrayed as historically accurate forms of entertainment. They're just entertainment. Just
yeah, like, why not have an Easter bunny then as the king of the Vikings?
I mean, I'm sure somebody could come up with the idea, but will anybody watch that? Would anybody watch a movie with the
Easter
bunny?
But listen, if I watch a movie about Shaka Zulu, which I watched as a kid and thought was great, I thought it was so good a few years ago, I went and found it and downloaded it and watched Shaka Zulu. It's freaking Shaka Zulu killing the British, man. It's a black dude. It's like if I want to pull up Mr. T, I don't expect to get Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just a.
If I pull up Muhammad Ali, who I watch all the time and I love, and is the best boxer ever, I don't expect to see a white dude, man. If I try to search Muhammad Ali, I want to see a black dude.
Yeah, but Alex, if it was being advertised as a, you know, as a biography, a historically accurate biography, and then you see that, then I can understand you being mad. But if it's just a piece of entertainment that you're watching on Netflix that's not claiming to be historically
accurate. But there's obviously a bias in Hollywood to show women in charge kicking all the men's asses in every show. Are you denying? Do they admit they do that?
I'm sure there's a bias among some producers, yeah. But I mean, I don't know if there's anything wrong with that.
The only problem is I don't watch. It's stupid. Like, I'll put a woman in charge in a movie. I loved it back.
Yeah, so you don't watch it, exactly. But if they're not getting ratings, if they're not selling their creations, they're not going to be creating it. It's not going to be picked up.
And let me ask you this. Do you think this is a Bud Light moment for Google?
I don't think so, because I think AI is different than just somebody saying, let's do this. If there's evidence that Google said don't show white people when people ask for images, then that would be a major problem.
How the hell would AI come up with that? We all know it goes according to the parameters it's given.
I've gotten some pretty crazy stuff from AI. Like, why does AI show people with six fingers? Like, if you ask Dolly, if you ask pretty much any image generating AI,
no, I get it. Well, then I think you may be right. Maybe it's true. AI scrapes all the corporate ads, which I love black people. I don't. Every insurance ad, every beer ad, every car ad, every hotel ad, it's nothing but black people. Why do you think the corporate media is doing that? Because they say that. I mean, what is the point? Blacks are, you know, like 20% of the world population, not against them. Why is it the face of things?
I think corporations want to appeal to people of all types, dependent of skin color, sex.
No, I get it. So why don't we see an ad with white people and Asians and Hispanics and blacks? Why is it all black people?
I don't know. Alex, I don't know. Like, I haven't seen an ad that I said, why are there all black people in this
ad?
Well,
you must not be watching TV. I love black people. There's nothing with them. The corporations have decided this ad.
I mean, if you believe that, you can believe that. I don't think there's a big cabal of corporations saying we must show black people. I think maybe certain corporations that want to appeal more to black people are putting out ads that have.
Wait a minute. The corporations have put out these indexes on record where they order people to do this.
Which corporations are you referring to?
Oh, okay. Everybody will do this where people will take this clip out, Ed. Like when you guys said that there's no illegal aliens voting. And then everybody pulled up the fact that all these cities let them do it. I mean, it's on record that...
I'm genuinely asking you, which corporations are you referring to? It's not like all corporations in America are getting together saying, oh, we have to just...
Are you saying BlackRock's ESG isn't real?
That's not what I'm referring to. So, yes, some corporations are going to be putting out ads that have maybe all black people. I haven't seen an ad that I said, oh, look, it's all black people, but I'm not arguing that.
Well, let me ask you this. What do you think of the FAA saying they're going to hire schizophrenics to fly jumbo jets?
I don't think the FAA should hire schizophrenics to fly jumbo jets.
We're going to hire mentally ill people. I mean, it's aliens, man, or something like trying to make it all kill each other. I don't care if we're black or white. They better pass the damn test. I'm sure there's great black pilots there are. I don't give a damn what color they are. They better be top of their freaking class when they're flying me and my family. I don't give a freaking hell what color they are. But lowering standards to fly jumbo jets?
No, I don't think standards should be lowered. No, absolutely not.
Well, I agree with you. Was it you or your brother? Because I get you guys confused. It's not. You're both very prolific. Was it you that put up the thing about Trump shoving the guy?
Yeah, that was me. I didn't say he shoved him. I said people are saying Trump shoved him. What do you think?
Maybe Trump raped him.
And that's because Patriot. What's the Patriot? What is it?
Hold on, don't hang up. I got to join some stations. Back in 2 minutes. Maybe Trump raped that guy. Can you think about that?
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.